Welcome to This Is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. This week on our program, we look at the new Congress in Washington.
The 112th Congress opened last Wednesday. The new speaker in the House of Representatives is John Boehner. The Republican from Ohio replaces Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California. 4 years ago, Ms. Pelosi became the first woman ever elected speaker. She will now serve as the minority leader.
We now engage in a strong symbol of American democracy, the peaceful and respectful exchange of power.
John Boehner is 61 years old. He grew up the second oldest of 12 children in his family in Ohio. His father owned a bar called Andy's Cafe that his grandfather started. He says working there when he was growing up taught him how to deal with all kinds of people. He also likes to say that his parents used what little money they had to send all their children to Catholic schools. The future House Speaker worked nights as a cleaning man to pay for college. He went on to become president of a plastics company and served in the Ohio State Legislature for 6 years. He was first elected to the House of Representatives in 1990. He was among a group of first-term Republicans known as the Gang of Seven, who fought to change Congress.
Last week, Mr. Boehner wiped tears from his eyes as he gave his first speech as House Speaker. His new job puts him second in line to the presidency after the vice president.
The American people have humbled us. They have refreshed our memories to just how temporary the privilege of serving is. They have reminded us that everything here is on loan from them.
And Speaker Boehner said voters sent a clear message that they are not happy with the situation in the country.
We gather here today at a time of great challenges. And nearly 1 in 10 of our neighbors is out of work. Healthcare costs are still rising for American families. Our spending has caught up with us, and our debt soon will eclipse the entire size of our national economy. Hard work and tough decisions will be required of the 112th Congress. No longer can we fall short. No longer can we kick the can down the road. The people voted to end business as usual, and today we begin to carry out their instructions.
On the first day, House Republicans passed new rules that aim to cut government spending, rules that Democrats criticized. The new rules say any proposed spending increases must be paid for with cuts in other areas. Also, all legislation will have to be available for anyone to read online 3 days before a vote. And bills will have to list their basis in the United States Constitution. This new attention to the Constitution included an 84-minute reading of the document in the House last Thursday.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States.
But members did not read the parts, like those about slavery, that were later amended out of the Constitution.
This week, House Republicans plan a vote to repeal the new health care law. However, that effort to end the law faces opposition in the Senate, where Democrats still hold a majority. Republicans could also try to deny money to pay for the health law, or vote against parts of it. But they would have to get enough votes in both houses to defeat a presidential veto. The law is known as the Affordable Care Act. President Obama signed the bill last March. The aim is for most Americans to have health insurance by 2014. The law also faces a fight in the courts over whether the government can require people to buy coverage. Still, the health care law represented one of a number of legislative victories for President Obama last year. That was while his Democratic Party controlled both houses of Congress. Mr. Obama also signed into law the biggest rewrite of financial rules since the 1930s.
But as the economy suffered, so did the president's approval ratings. He was not alone. Political experts say the last Congress was one of the most productive in American history. By December, however, only 13% of Americans said they approved of the way Congress was handling its job. That was a new low in more than 30 years of public opinion findings by the Gallup organization. By comparison, the president's approval rating was about 45% after the congressional elections in November. Those elections gave Republicans control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 4 years. Republicans also made gains in the Senate. President Obama took responsibility for the results.
After what I'm sure was a long night for a lot of you, and needless to say, it was for me, I can tell you that, you know, some election nights are more fun than others. Some are exhilarating, some are humbling.
Many of the new Republican members of the House are young Tea Party activists. They support tax and spending cuts and limited government. Norman Ornstein is a political scientist at the American Enterprise Institute. He says voters punished Democrats because unemployment remains high. He says the political climate may be even more divided now since many moderate Democrats and Republicans have been replaced.
Now, we've had plenty of times when we had enormous tension. The impeachment of President Nixon, we had the impeachment of President Clinton, we had the Vietnam War, we had the Iran-Contra investigation, periods when the two parties had an enormously high level of tension. But this is simply worse.
Third-term Representative Michelle Bachmann is a Republican from Minnesota and a favorite of the Tea Party movement. She talked about the trillion-dollar federal deficit on the CBS program Face the Nation. She said Republicans have a simple message for the new Congress.
Stop spending money that you don't have.
One of the first budget battles of 2011 will center on whether to raise the debt limit in order to borrow more money. Mike Kelly is a newly elected Republican representative from Pennsylvania.
Raising the debt ceiling to me is absolutely irresponsible. We've been spending money for so long that we don't have and keep saying, well, it's okay. We'll just raise taxes. We'll find it somewhere.
The Obama administration says not raising the debt limit could leave the United States without enough money to pay its bondholders around the world. Economic advisor Austin Goolsbee says federal budget deficits must be cut. But he said on ABC's This Week program that they must not be cut in a way that damages economic recovery.
If you're going to go skimp on important investments that we need to grow, you're making a mistake. The longer-run fiscal challenge facing the country is important, but that's totally different than saying, let's go tighten the belt in the midst of coming out of the worst recession since 1929.
Republicans are promising to move quickly to cut tens of billions of dollars in government spending. In 1995, Democrat Bill Clinton faced a budget battle with a Republican-controlled Congress in his first term as president. That fight led to a temporary shutdown of government offices. Now, President Obama faces an opposition-controlled House for the last 2 years of his term. Mark Penn advised President Clinton and says President Obama will need Republican help to get things done.
Well, right now, I think the president has got to do two key things. Move to the center, focus on the economy.
Mr. Obama has agreed to extend the tax cuts from the Bush administration for all Americans for 2 more years. He had wanted to extend them for all except the wealthiest Americans, but he compromised with Republicans.
Conservative commentator Amy Holmes also believes the president should move to the political center.
I think in the next 2 years, if President Obama does move to the center, if he does triangulate much like Bill Clinton did and pursue policies where there is common ground with Republicans, you can get small things done.
The president will soon offer some idea of how much his plans have or have not changed when he gives his State of the Union speech.
At the White House, a reorganization has begun, in part to prepare for Mr. Obama's re-election campaign in 2012. Among the changes, the president's spokesman announced last week that he is leaving. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs will become a private consultant advising President Obama. Political advisor David Axelrod will be returning to Chicago to work on the campaign. And coming from Chicago will be William Daley as the new chief of staff. Mr. Daley is a banking executive with extensive business experience. He was Bill Clinton's commerce secretary, and he comes from Chicago's most powerful political family.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake, with reporting by Kent Klein, Michael Bowman, and Cindy Sain. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. You can comment on our programs and find transcripts and MP3s at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.